Well, could Sharia law exist easily alongside Australia's legal system? Muslim convert Jamila Hussain lectures in Islamic law at Sydney's University of Technology. AM Simon Santo asked Ms. Hussain if there was any push for Sharia law among Australian Muslims.
By and large, they're reasonably happy with Australian law as it is, but there are some areas where people have difficulty, particularly in the family law area, where there are different rules, and most people come from countries where Sharia is family law.
So how does it work for a Muslim then who would like to abide by Sharia law but also lives within Australia and within the constraints of the family law system here?
Well, there's a certain amount of an informal legal system. People don't have to, get married under the Marriage Act. You can... It is possible to have just a religious marriage. It's equally possible to have a religious divorce. And as long as those things go along smoothly, people are happy. But when disputes fall out, then, of course, they find themselves in a bit of a quandary because they'll either have to go to the family court or they'll have to find some other way of settling their dispute. And at the moment, unlike the UK, we don't have any kind of Sharia counsel.
Many people know of Sharia law for some of the extreme cases. Do you sense any desire amongst Muslims living within Australia to adopt some of that?
I don't think so. I've never met anyone who wanted to introduce Sharia criminal law. And let me say that in most of the Muslim world, there is no Sharia criminal law. There's only a very few countries like Saudi Arabia, Iran, Sudan, which do in fact enforce the criminal law. Mostly it's family law, inheritance, and private laws like that that's practiced.
Rowan Williams argues, Jamila Hussain, that Muslims find themselves faced with the stark alternatives of cultural loyalty or state loyalty. Do you think Australian Muslims find that?
People who've come here from overseas and people who adhere to a religious tradition like Islam, which has its own law, going to have an attachment to it. If you can't simply get off the plane, take off your coat and abandon all your law and culture at the same time. There is sometimes a difficulty in knowing which law to follow. However, having said that, it has been overcome to some extent in the UK because they have a Sharia Law Council, which people can choose to go to if they want. They're not compelled. It's informal at the moment. Yeah, they can go there if they want. Likewise, in Sydney, or rather in Melbourne, we have a Jewish religious court, the Beis Din, which hears not only family matters, but can also hear commercial matters and other matters which affect the Jewish community. Again, people are not compelled to use it, but it's there if they want to, and they must want to because it's been established for years.
Jamila Hussain, a lecturer in Islamic law at the University of Technology in Sydney, speaking there with Simon Santo.